This is Grant Bartley from Philosophy Now magazine, and you're listening to the Philosophy Now radio show. I'm here today with Pete Worley, who's the founder of the Philosophy Foundation, which was formerly the Philosophy Shop, and the author of The If Machine. And he teaches primary school children and some older children philosophy in schools. So I thought it'd be a great idea to have a live philosophy lesson. And we've got a whole bunch of kids from Blackheath All Saints Primary School. And Pete's going to introduce them, and then he's going to get on with the lesson. So if you'd like to come and do your thing, Pete.
Great. So let's see, who have we got here? Would you like to each say your name?
George. George.
Got two Georges.
Heather.
Ellie.
Max.
Jack.
Carter.
Charlotte.
Max, Luke, Carter, and Charlotte. All from?
All Saints.
All Saints Primary School in?
Blackheath.
Great. And today you've come along to do some philosophy.
Hooray.
So I thought what we'd do is we would just do a session as normal as we do in the classroom. So you can all see in front of you, I've put on the floor in front of you all for you all to see something I call pencil person. Okay, so there's a book in the middle for a body. There are four pencils sticking out the side to form two legs and two arms, and there's a ball to make a head. So I thought, very first of all, I'll ask you a very simple question. We shall see how simple it is. How many things are there? How many things are there on the floor in front of you? So I think what we're going to do is we're going to have just 1 minute, very short minute, talking to the person next to you about the question. So how many things are there? Turn to the person next to you and have just a minute to talk to each other about it.
Okay, and while they're talking, we can say a bit about it, I guess, Pete. What's the purpose of this interlude that you give the kids?
This gives them an opportunity to sound out their ideas with the person next to them and to maybe agree or disagree with each other.
Okay.
Just gets them to start the sort of thinking process rolling.
Backing up a bit, how old are these kids in that you've got in this group today?
Well, we've got some from I think they're year four and year five.
Which is what in English?
So in normal terms, that would be year four is 8 and 9.
Okay.
And year five is 9 and 10.
Okay, and you find that they're good at philosophy, or what do you think?
Oh, certainly. For their age, they're really good at it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and now, so we're going to get into an ancient dispute about the one and the many, something like that?
Well, we shall see. Okay. We shall see what we get into.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
That's the point. It's very difficult to know where it's going to go until you've started.
Okay.
So at the moment,
the kids are discussing the problem.
Can we be heard?
Yeah.
So how many things are here? We've got pencil person in the middle of the room. How many things are here? Who's going to start us off? Let's start over here with... It's Jack, isn't it?
Yep. Well, I think there's thousands, because if you put together all the atoms and molecules, that makes thousands.
Thank you very much, Jack. Now, what might be really fun is to see how many different answers we can find to this to begin with. So, to anybody who's got a different answer to Jack, would like to say something. Heather.
I think there's one thing, because if they're all put together, they equal one thing.
They're all put together, they equal one thing. Now, guys, do you remember the rules of philosophy? If you have something new to say, it's a hand. So if you've got a different answer to the question or something, then it's a hand like that. But if you've got a response to what someone else has said, maybe you disagree with what someone said. Maybe you're puzzled by what someone said. Or maybe you'd like to agree with them and add something to it. In which case, put up a
finger.
Okay, so a finger for a response and a hand for a new idea. So are there any fingers to what we've heard so far? Charlotte?
Well, there's six different items on the floor, so that kind of counts as six different things, not one thing.
And why is that? Why does it count as six different things and not one thing?
Because it kind of, one thing is like the ball I'm holding, but all those are different things.
Let me just re-describe the situation for the listeners at home. We've got basically a representation of a figure on the floor made out of pencils and balls and a notepad. And the question is there just one thing there, or is there a lot of things? And if so, how many things are there?
Right, so anybody like to respond to Charlotte's idea? She said something. So anybody who'd like to respond to Charlotte? So hands up only if you're going to respond to Charlotte now. Ellie.
Well, there are six different things, but let's say we had some wood and we're going to make a house. But when you made the house, it wouldn't just be wood, it would make a house. So if you add lots of things together, it can make something different.
Charlotte, you look like you want to respond back.
Yeah, but that's kind of built together to make one thing, and that's just quickly been put on the floor. Or it's, they're attached. They're together. That's the wing. Practically the same thing, though.
Practically the same thing, they're still attached together. Thank you, Charlotte. Now let some of the others come in. So, it's Max.
It really depends if the pencils actually count, because they could be three, and if the pencils are all one thing, one object, or if they're all separate. So there could be six, or there could be three.
Thank you very much, George.
I think, like Max, because, and also you could have one, all of them joined together, so you could have six, three, or one. Like, it depends if you take it apart. Right now it's one because it's all joined together, but when it's taken apart, it could be six or three if you count the pencils as one.
So it could be more than one answer?
Mm-hmm.
And is there somebody who's not said Luke?
Well, I agree with them because if you put... Because all of the pencils, they're all the same colour and they've all got rubbers. And when they're, like, all together, if the question that you're asking is how many different objects there are, then there's only three because all the pencils look exactly the same.
Interesting. So the pencils, even though there's four of them, they only count as one thing. Is that right, Luke?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now...
They don't all look the same, but they cannot always be the same, because they're not exactly identical, so...
Now, are you talking about... What are you talking about at the moment?
It's like how the pencils are, like, look, like, so you can't really say that.
So, Luke says that the pencils, even though there's four of them here attached to the... to make pencil person, he says the pencils really only count as one, because they're the same.
They're not exactly everything the same, because some of the pencils are different, some of the pencils are not.
Right, so there might be some difference between the pencils. If there is a difference between the pencils, then would the pencils count as one thing, like Luke says, or not?
It would.
If there was a difference between the pencils, they were slightly different to each other.
Oh, no, it wouldn't.
Why not?
Because nothing really looks the same. Only some things can, and that doesn't look the same.
That's interesting. Let's imagine that the pencils are all exactly the same. If they were, then would that mean that those pencils count as one thing?
Yes.
Or not?
Hmm.
What do you think? If they looked exactly the same, would the pencils count as one thing? Or not?
Yes.
Why?
Because the... If they were exactly identical, it's quite hard to be, like, they would kind of be the same and stuff.
Thank you very much. Luke, do you want to say anything more about that?
Yeah, because all the pencils, they are all pencils. And if they're all pencils, then they're all the same because they're all pencils.
Thank you very much, Luke. Is there someone who's not said anything yet? Another one of our Georges.
Well, they might count as four things, because they're all four separate objects.
Could you explain what you mean?
Because they're all separate. They're not like all one thing drawn together. Because if, say they were in a packet of four, then there would be one thing, because in the packet as well. But there, they're not joined together. So they're not like exactly one thing. So they're four different things, because there's four pencils.
So you're talking about the pencils. If all the four pencils were joined together, then there'd be one thing.
Yeah.
If they're not, then they would be. Now, what do you think about Luke's idea? He suggested that just because they're all pencils, and they all look the same, then they count as one thing.
Say you had two. Say you had two pencils like that. They look exactly the same.
Okay.
But one was used by somebody in Norway, and one was used by somebody in England. They wouldn't count as one thing. Because if they both came to, say, Denmark, and they put their pencils down on the floor, they wouldn't count as one thing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Right, so hands up anybody who's got anything to say. A hand for a new idea. A finger if you've got a response to what someone's already said so far. So, Ellie, you've got a finger. Who are you responding to?
I'm responding to Jack. If it's thousands, and your question was how many different objects?
Different things. I think I said, how many things are here?
Well, one thing for that. Well, how can it be thousands? Because molecules and all the atoms so that's only two. That only adds two.
Thank you very much. Question for you, Jack. Are you going to respond to that?
Well, an atom or a molecule is sort of an object. So, that probably means there are thousands.
So, Ellie, what have you got to say in response? You look like you've still got more to say.
I didn't get that. So, can you say that again?
Well, a molecule and an atom counts as an object.
One object or two objects?
One object or two objects, Jack? Or a different number?
It's lots of them put together. So that technically means that there are thousands.
Can you explain, Jack, what you mean by an atom and a molecule?
Lots of atoms put together. I can't remember what it's called, but it makes something that makes things.
So what's an atom?
An atom is a very small thing that you can't actually see. And it can be used to make a pencil person.
So is it a tiny thing that all these things are made of?
Yeah.
Wow, so we have an atom, a tiny little thing, which all these things are made of. And how many atoms might there be in pencil person?
Zillions.
There might be zillions of things, zillions of atoms in our pencil person. So, Ellie, what do you have to say about that?
Well, that still doesn't make one atom isn't one different thing. An atom and a molecule is just what, two different things. So if you think about that, if you said it that way, it wouldn't be thousands, it would be two.
And why would it be two?
Because you said how many different things, and then he's doing it in molecules and atoms.
So, Ellie, if we had one atom, how many things would be there?
One.
If we had two atoms, how many things would be there?
One.
Still one?
Yes, because and two atoms are the same thing.
So if we had 1,000 atoms, how many things would be there?
One.
Still one?
Well,
okay, if you've got something to say, go for it, and then we'll come back to Julia. Yeah.
If you put them all together, there would still be 1,000. So if there were 1,000 atoms, because they're all one thing, because when someone said there were six things, because there are six separate things. So there are 1,000 separate atoms.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. George, what did you say? And then
I disagree with the other George, but I agree with Luke because, like Luke said, that you would count them as all one thing. Like, if you had a box of Lego and all the Lego pieces were exactly the same and they're brand new, you'd say, let's play with the Lego, and you wouldn't, you'd say, let's play with the Lego and count it as one thing.
Thank you very much. So, yes, there was Heather, and then we're going to come back to Sharon.
I think there's actually four things, because the legs could be one thing, the arms could be one thing, the body could be one thing, and the head could be one thing.
So the legs could be different from the arms, even though they're made of pencils. And why is that? Why do you think they're different?
Because the legs are the same part of the body, but the arms are different to the legs.
And why are the arms different to the legs?
Because your arms are on your body and your legs are on the bottom of your body.
I see. Thank you very much. Charlotte.
What Jack said about the atoms, if there's 1,000 atoms, but that means them plus the ball, the four pencils and the notepad, that means there's 1,006 things.
So if there's 1,000 atoms, the ball, pencils and the notepad,
that means there's 1,006 things.
And why is that?
Well, because the atoms, all these separate atoms, you count those, and then you count the things that make pencil person, and you add them together, and because there's six things that make pencil person, that means 1,006.
Thank you very much, Charlotte. Right. Okay. It might be a nice time to take a break.
At that, that cliffhanger moment, we're going to take a break for a track, and then I'm going to ask Pete a little bit about what he's doing here, and then we're going to carry on with the discussion, and we're going to play the Osric Tentacles, and the track we're going to play is Kick Muck, as soon as we've sorted out the engineering. Hello, I'm Grant Bartley from Philosophy Now magazine, and you're listening to the Philosophy Now radio show. I have with me Peter Worley from the Philosophy Foundation and the author of The If Machine, and he's conducting a live philosophy discussion with some of the children of All Saints Primary School in Blackheath. And for those who have been listening to it so far, you might have a few questions about what's going on. What's your sort of methodology? I see that you're not particularly guiding the kids in a direction that you think they should go. You're letting them sort of develop by themselves. Is there a reason for that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I start trying to say what I think and channel the discussion in that direction, then it's less likely to be fruitful.
Right.
It's much more likely to be fruitful if you allow them to sort of take the path that they want.
Yeah, and you don't know where you're going to end up. I mean, isn't it really tempting just to say, oh, have you thought about this, or have you thought about this, or something like that?
Well, sometimes it's appropriate to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's appropriate to do that, but you're minimising the extent to which you're interfering with the process.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's appropriate to bring something in to change the direction or to refocus them or give them something more to think about.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's minimising that interference.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So if you listeners bear that in mind, then you'll sort of understand what's going on a bit more. I think Charlotte said something very interesting before we went into the break about how many things there are. We're talking about objects, and if you've got something that's made out of parts, how many things are there? We've got an example of a made-up man on the floor made out of pencils and stuff, and that's sort of a visual cue that you can't see. But the general question is, how do you work out how many objects there are of something? Okay, Pete, do you want to carry on with...
Last we were left with Charlotte's point. Now, Charlotte, would you be able to remind us of what it was you said?
Well, Jack said that there'll be 1,000 atoms in the air, but if there's lots of things on the floor as well, so there's four pencils and a notepad and a ball, then that makes six other things, so it's 1,006 things.
So Charlotte said just before we went off air, she said if there's 1,000 atoms there, then there's the ball, the the book and the four pencils as well. So that would be 1,006 things, because there are four pencils. Now, I wanted to know if there's anybody who disagrees with Charlotte. And there's lots of hands up right now. So we're going to start over here with Ellie.
You can't have 1,006 because the atoms and molecules make the pencils. So you're going to either say how many molecules there are going to be, or how many things that make it, the molecules make.
Thank you very much. Yes, and it's
on maps, Charlotte's point, it can't be 1,006, it has to be 7. No, it has to be 60. Because all the atoms make one thing, and it'll still be inside the pencil, that'll make one thing still. So if it's inside the pencil, that'll be inside the pencil, that'll be one thing. So all the atoms are in the thing, and the book and the thing, so it'll be one thing, so it'll actually have to be 6.
Thank you very much. Do you know who agrees with Charlotte? Could it be 1,000 plus the 6 things? And Heather?
I agree with Charlotte because it's another part of the body. And it might be inside, but it's still another part of the body, and it's inside the body.
So the atoms are still another part of it?
Yeah.
Even though all the legs of the body and the head are made from the atoms? Thank you very much. Charlotte, what would you like to say in response to anybody that spoke?
I agree with Heather and disagree with Max. Because, like Heather said, they're all inside, so and they're all separate things. And then they build up to make the thing that helps make pencil person. So then it's the stuff inside it and the things that are on the floor.
Okay. George.
But the stuff inside it counts as part of the thing. So there would be 6 things if you put it like that. Because you can't have the atoms and the things. You have to have the atoms or the things, because the atoms are the things, basically. They're lots of little bits of the things, which if you had that and 6, it would make 2 pencil people. Because all the atoms in one of the pencil people and 6 in the other pencil person. But there's only 1.
Thank you very much, George. And is there someone we haven't heard from in a while? I haven't heard from you, George. It's the other George.
I don't think it's 1,000 things and it's only 6 or the other's like 1. 6 or under, because with the atoms, like, if you had with your arm, you wouldn't count it as, like, a billion objects or something. You would count it as 1 because it's an arm. And that also, it's also like the pencil that's on the arm of the pencil man, and just, you would count it as 1 thing. You wouldn't just say, here's 1,000 things. You would say, here's an arm.
So in the end, who do you agree with, anybody?
I disagree with Charlotte.
Okay, now, someone we haven't heard from in a while, who has something to say. Let's stand for a second, I have a question. Oh, come on then, Luke, come on then. Who went up then?
Well, because the question is how many different things there are. And on the pencils, there's the lead, there's the wood, and there's the metal bit that covers the rubber, and there's the rubber. So there's different things on the pencil.
Thank you very much. Okay, guys, I have a question for all of you. If we were to take the atoms away, let's say there's 1,000 atoms there. If we take all of those 1,000 atoms away, what would be left? What would be left? If we took the 1,000 atoms away, what would be left? Just have a moment to talk with the person next to you.
Okay, well, while they're talking, I'm going to ask Pete a couple of questions. Pete, what is your aim in doing this sort of discussion with kids? What do you hope to develop in them or achieve?
Well, I suppose by engaging in a philosophical discussion, they are getting to grips with concepts.
Right.
And I think this is a really good example, actually, of that. It's seeing how their concept of an object goes and, with how they quantify something and all these different sort of possibilities. And of course, with a group of children doing it, you get them starting to sound off different ideas against each other, which an individual child might not do.
It's an interesting range of different ideas, I they've shown.
And I think it's that diversity of different ideas which is what's needed for philosophy. And the thing about an academic or an adult philosopher is that they are able to do that on their own much more easily than a child. So what's happening here is the diversity of ideas comes from the number of children that we have.
Yeah.
This actually pertains to the discussion, by the way, if you think about it.
Very good.
So the number of ideas has got something to do with how many children there are, but what's happening is that each individual child is learning by having it modelled for them how to do philosophy on their own.
Okay.
So the external process is going to then become internalised through practice.
You're giving them philosophy to internalise for...
Or the process of doing it is being internalised, so they learn to sort of question themselves in the same way that the group
and
is questioning itself.
Have you, over children that you've taught for a number of years, have you seen this process actually happening? I mean, have you seen...
Oh, indeed, indeed. I mean, a clear sign is when children say things like, I'm going to disagree with myself now.
All right, okay.
That's the sort of language that we're listening out for. And when children start to use that language, you know that there's... This is what Socrates called the silent dialogue, of course. That discussion within one's own head, which sounds out different ideas until eventually a judgment is made, according to Socrates. And when children say, I'm going to disagree with myself, it's a sign that they're starting to get to grips with that process.
Okay. I think we've had some very interesting ideas so far, but I think we're going to go on with the discussion. I've got a question for you kids. We're asking how many things there are. What is a thing? How would you define that?
What is a thing?
Where's this ball thing gone?
It's right there.
Who was first? You were first.
A thing is basically an object.
But that's just redefining it, giving it a different name. That's not saying what it is.
Well, a thing is something that's like, say, like a pencil, that would be a thing because it's like made out of stuff to make it.
So anything is a thing if it's got stuff that's made it. And what makes it one thing apart from another thing? What makes it an individual thing?
Because say, like, if there was a ball.
Yeah.
And there was a person, they would be different things because one is a ball and the other is a completely different thing.
So you can describe it differently, it's a different thing, right? So if I have a pencil over here and a pencil over there, the fact that they're in two different places, does that make them the same thing or a different thing?
Same, because they're both pencils.
But if one is over here and one is over there, they've got different properties, right?
Well, they're in different places.
Yeah.
But just because they're in different places doesn't mean it's not the same thing.
Why not? Sorry, I'm not expecting you to answer that. Does anybody else have a different answer for this? What is the thing?
A thing could be anything.
But what is this anything? What is it?
It could be a wall, a cup, a microphone.
So any sort of object that you can name is a thing, right?
Well, most of it, all of it, Bradley, will be atoms. So
atoms are things, yeah?
Yeah.
Are they the same? Is something made out of atoms the same as the atoms, or a different thing altogether? If you're made out of atoms, right?
Yeah.
Are you the same as the atoms, or are you a different thing?
Well, inside, I'm made out of atoms, yes.
Okay.
Mainly I'm made out of atoms, yeah. So
is there a sense where you can say there's... with two different ways of talking about you, perhaps?
Well, me as a person,
and
what I mean is, like, I have legs and arms, but not when I have atoms, like, my arms are made of atoms and everything else. So there is two different ways of saying it.
Okay, good. Who's next? I think you wanted to go next.
I think, well, the thing is sort of like either one atom or atoms put together to make an object. The thing doesn't have to be an object. It's mostly likely to be an object
but an atom isn't an object, it's an atom.
Why isn't an atom an object?
Well, it's like you just can't see it and you can't feel it and you can't smell it and you can't really. It's not an object because you can't feel it and see it. Like, okay. This, a ball is an object and also a thing because it's a ball. Things like saying a name,
uh-huh.
But you don't know the real name.
Okay, so you could, objects are anything as you can see and touch, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Charlotte.
An object is something 3D, because really you can pick it up. Because atoms, they're invisible and you can't pick them up, so that just doesn't really make them a thing or an object.
Okay, that's what George just said, I think. What about you as a person? Are you a thing or an object?
Yes, I'm an object.
Why are you an object?
Because you can, well, I'm 3D.
Okay, you've got a body, that's definitely true. But suppose you were a ghost. Is a ghost a thing or an object?
It's a thing, but it's not an object.
Okay, thank you. All right, Pete wants to say something.
What we'll do for a moment is we'll stop here, give yourselves a minute to talk to each other, and we're going to come back to the discussion about the atoms in one moment. So just talk to each other about the atoms, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
This might be a good opportunity, a really nice opportunity, actually, Grant, to explain a little bit about how it works, because
right.
You've done it.
Right.
There's a few things like it can help me to point out.
All right.
So, for instance, it was interesting because what you did then was mm-hmm. you had a series of conversations between yourself and each child.
Right.
Okay. So what happens then is that it's much more likely to dry up, as it did a couple of times at the beginning, because you keep asking questions from your perspective, which is an adult's perspective,
right.
And it can very quickly flummox them or put them under pressure, or they can lose where they're going. These kids are actually quite good anyway at doing philosophy, so they're not too, they're actually quite good, they're not going to freeze up too much. But there was a couple of times at the beginning where it did, and that's because your discussion is between you.
Guys?
Between you and each child, whereas what we're trying to do is develop a dialectic between them.
Right.
So the conversation is between them, not between me. That you'll notice that when I'm doing it, that's one of the things I'm trying to do.
I think that,
and that keeps
that
it moving
good,
because it's on their level, you see. Mm-hmm. Whereas you're bringing in a different level,
okay.
And they might easily lose. You might easily lose them.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
I think we're going to go just play a little bit of the next track, which I think is going to be the Galaxy Song by Monty Python, because I thought that would be a nice and appropriate thing. Okay. Hello, listeners. This is Grant Butley from Philosophy Now magazine, and you're listening to Philosophy Now radio show. I have with me Pete Worley from the Philosophy Foundation, and he's demonstrating the discussion of philosophy among 8, 9, and 10 year olds, I think you are, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Take it away, Pete.
Great. So, in our discussion, the last question that we were left with was, if we took away all the atoms that make up Pencil Person, then what would we be left with? So, now, let's see. Is there anybody who's only spoken once today? Keep your hands up if you've only had one go. So, in which case, it's Carter, isn't it?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why?
Because atoms are made out of everything. No, everything's made out of atoms. So, that's the only reason why it can be nothing.
So if there's 1,000 atoms there and we take away all those atoms, you're left with nothing?
Yeah, just a carton.
So does that mean that there was 1,000 things there at the beginning? Or 1,006?
Maybe, maybe not.
You want to say a bit more about that? That's absolutely fine, thank you very much. Great. Hey.
You can make objects with atoms and minicules, but if there were minicules in there, it would be left with minicules.
So if there were atoms and molecules,
yeah,
then it would be left, if we took all the atoms away, we would be left with molecules.
But if they're just there were just atoms, you'd be left with nothing.
So if you're left, if you were left with nothing, if it was just atoms and you were left with nothing, then how many things would have been there in the first place? 1,000 or 1,006? Like Charlotte said.
I think there still would have been 6. Well, if you took, well, if you put them back
hands
together
down
in the same form, there would still be one thing.
Thank you very much. And Jack, what do you think about this?
Well, if you take all the atoms away, you won't be left with molecules. You'll be left with nothing, because atoms make up molecules.
So if you were left with nothing, then what would that mean about Charlotte's point at the beginning? Would it mean, Charlotte said at the beginning that there was, if there's 1,000 atoms there, then there's 1,006 things there, because there's the atoms plus the arms, the legs, the head and the body. So would she have been right? Was it 1,006 things?
No. Probably not, because one arm is made out of lots of atoms. So two arms is two lots of atoms. And so two legs are another two lots of atoms. So you get what I mean.
Any more to say?
No.
Great, thank you.
It wouldn't be 1,006 from Charlotte. It would just be 1,000. Because all inside there, she's saying all the pencils that got atoms inside them. But that would just be one thing. But she's adding the other ones again. So there will actually just be 1,000 atoms, not 1,006.
Okay, Charlotte, what do you think about all this?
Well, but so you have lots of atoms, all the different things. So there's the atoms. And then forget about the atoms. You still have the things left. So you have to count the things as well, don't you?
Thank you very much, that response. And Heather?
Well, I think if you took the atoms away, they're another part of the part that they're in the part of your body. So that makes two things, because the atoms are actually another part inside that part of the body. So I think you would still be left with 6 things.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone who would like to respond to Charlotte's last point? Because she kind of asked it a question, really, didn't she? She said if you counted all the atoms, you'd still have to count the arms, the legs and the body and the head. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you, she said?
No.
So is there anybody who would like to respond directly to Charlotte? George?
Well, if you had the atoms and you took away all the atoms, how could you still have the 6 things there? Because all of them would be made up of atoms, so all of them wouldn't be there. Because if you took away all the atoms, like Charlotte said, and then there would still be 6 things left, but there wouldn't be 6 things left, because you've taken away everything, because everything is made out of the atoms.
Well, it looks like Charlotte wants to respond.
So does that mean, when a man's in a factory making all these things, he goes, I've got one atom and I'll get some more and I'll shape the thing. So does the man in the factory make the things out of atoms?
That's a question, says George.
No, he just gets the materials, which are made out of atoms. No, Charlotte, you're not going to ask how do you make the material out of atoms? Because they just grow with atoms on them. So say you had a tree, it would grow and it would have atoms. No factory man would go along and make the tree out of atoms.
Thank you very much. And you still have something to say, so last one from Charlotte.
But you said the atoms are on the thing, it grows with the atoms on them, so it doesn't like grow made out of atoms.
George, this is the other George this time who's got something to say, and then we'll come to Luke.
About the factory making it, when with the you
Like, if you plant the tree, you have the seed, and that seed is made out of the atoms. And so it would already be atoms, and then more and then it grows, and then there would be lots of atoms in the tree. And like with the wood, there's already atoms in it, because atoms are actually the things that make up. Atoms make up of the things or objects. And also about the 1006 things, if you take away all the atoms in the things, you'll be left with nothing, because in a thing there's atoms, and that's all it's made out of, atoms.
I'd still like to know what your answer to Charlotte's question was when she said that if you counted all the atoms and you had 1,000, you would still have to count the legs, body, arms and the hair, she said.
I disagree, because like if you say you've got the arm and then there's atoms in there, you take all the atoms away, there's only atoms in the arm, in the pencil, the left arm pencil, there's only atoms in it, so you'd have nothing. You don't have the atoms and then something else with it, you only have atoms.
Thank you very much. And Luke, do you still want to have a go?
Well, when Charlotte said that there's the tree isn't made, has atoms, whatever they're called, on them, because you couldn't just ask a really strong guy to put the tree up and shake them off, because that wouldn't happen, because the tree is actually made of atoms.
Charlotte, did you agree that things were made of atoms?
Well, it's just the reason I said about them being on was because George says grows with the atoms on them. It doesn't grow out of atoms. He used the word on instead.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid, guys, we're going to have to finish off there because we're coming to the end of our session on the radio, but I'd just like to say a big thank you to you all for joining in today, because it's been fantastic.
Yeah, great, guys. Thanks. That's really interesting. I want to ask, as we near the end of the show, I want to ask some of you if you like doing philosophy and what you like about doing it. So does anybody want to answer that question? Oh, there's everybody who seems to. Okay, pick a...
Okay, someone who's not so much. Heather, would you like to...
I like philosophy because I like speaking about what we think that's right, but I also like finding out what other people think about it.
Mm. Thank you very much. I think we need a boy, so Luke, what do you like about philosophy?
The thing that I like about philosophy is that philosophy is mainly all about thinking, and I really like thinking because I think all the time, at the moment, everywhere.
Thank you very much. George?
I like philosophy because we do, like we just did here, think questions which are hard, and also we sometimes do games at the end and stuff. And also, it like helps you understand questions and be more open-minded and think because if you think about something quickly you'll get the answer, but then it helps you to think, is that exactly the correct answer or are there more?
Last one, I think.
I like philosophy because there's never just one answer, and there's never a wrong answer. So let's say if I said something and Heather said something different, we're both right in our own opinions.
Oh, interesting, thank you.
I just like solving their questions and putting your answers down, because I like solving them all. Learning.
So how can we solve a problem like this if there's no wrong answers?
Well, like, I just like working it, trying to work it, trying to get the answer.
And work it out?
Yes, trying to work it out. So I like doing that quite a lot, actually.
Thank you very much.
I like it when we finish this question and solve it and we have loads of different answers, and I like it because it's really a fun way of thinking about stuff.
I like philosophy because it makes you think really deeply, and once you get really deep into the question, there's even more answers.
Okay.
Very much.
Okay, thanks. Is anybody else want to say? Everybody's had a go. Thanks a lot. That's excellent. Right, Pete. You're gonna be staging an event at the Philosophy Now 20th anniversary party. What are you going to be doing there?
Oh, similar sort of thing, actually.
Yeah.
We'll be running some sessions for different ages, uh-huh. I think. And there'll probably be more children there. And we will also probably stick some games in and stuff for them to play.
So
stories.
It's like bring along your children idea, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. Bring along the children.
Any age limits or?
Well, as I say, there's two groups. So right. There'll be a kind of, I think it's an under 10s or something, uh-huh. possibly, group, and then a 10s and above group.
Okay, and that's going to be on the 18th of December at Conway Hall, which you can find details from the Philosophy Now website, which is philosophynow.org. Now, is there any events coming up or things like that you wish the people listening to know about?
That I can think of off the top of my head. I'm not too sure, but all our events are available on our website.
Uh-huh, so, which is what?
Which is www.thephilosophyshop.co.uk.
Okay. And you generally go to different schools and teach, do this sort of philosophy lesson?
Absolutely, but with any age. We worked in sixth form class the other day, right. as well as sometimes we've worked with nursery schools.
Okay, so what's the sort of lowest stage you've been teaching philosophy?
Well, as I say, nursery.
What's that?
Nursery is, we're talking 3 years old.
Oh, okay. Really? Oh, that's amazing.
You'll be surprised at what they can do.
Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks to all the children at All Saints Primary School in Blackheath. You've been fantastic. I'm Grant Botley from Philosophy Now magazine, and please buy my books. They're The Meta Revolution and Love, Solitude and Destruction. You can get them online. Pete's book is The If Machine, and if you want to make comments or anything like that, you can go to the Philosophy Now forum, which is philosophynow.org. And that's it, really. We're going to finish with Bob Marley. Thank you for listening.